Pastor, we thank you. Our first public hearing is subdivision 2019-15 LBG Homes LLC.
This is a standard subdivision to divide 7.975 acres plus or minus into four single-family lots to be located on a certain parcel of land lying in Indian River 100, Sussex County. The property is located on the west east side of William Street Road, approximately 700 feet south of Maryland Camp Road. The tax parcel is District 233, Map 28, Parcel 19. The zoning district is AR1, Agricultural Residential District. Staff would submit for the record comments from the Sussex County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division, a subdivision plan, a letter of no objection to recordation from DLDOT, comments from the Sussex Conservation District, a soil study from a licensed soil scientist, and we would note even though it's only four lots, the reason they are here for before a major subdivision is because they are out of minor subdivision, so it qualifies for a major subdivision. Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Yes, sir.
My name is Kevin Smith with the Kircher Group out of Rehoboth Beach, Delaware. I'm here representing client Sam Connors. Okay. And as Janelle had stated, this apparently has reached its limit on minor subdivision, and it was brought to our attention from the surveyor of record, which is Miller Lewis. They're not here representing the client because they don't represent anyone at any hearings. They requested that we step in their place.
On something we said.
they prepared the original subdivision. The minor subdivision that was recorded in December of 18. They attempted to re-subdivide the residual lands for an additional four lots in January of this year. And they were told that they had to apply for a major subdivision. So with that said, I have a couple things for major subdivisions.
Okay. Of course, what you said so far is true. So,
of course, the existing zoning is AR1. The proposed zoning is to remain the same. The residual lands is 7.975 acres, as described by Janelle. As you can see from the tax map, it shows the parcel is wooded currently and is vacant. According to the soil scientist, William Gangloff, he issued a statement stating that the residual lands are suitable for cap and fill gravity septic systems or low pressure pipe systems. Because it has no access to central water, they'll have individual private wells. All of these are similar to the four lots that were carved off originally. The property is surrounded by some woods. It's in the vicinity of another subdivision and low density residential. Also within the area are agricultural parcels. I believe most of them are probably owned by Mount Air. Looking at the comprehensive plan, it shows the existing land use of agricultural and undeveloped, which according to that tax map, it's still wooded. According to the future land use plan, a few of the lots that were already carved off were designated as mixed use residential, but this residual lands is considered low density. Because this is a major subdivision, I've typed up a few things for the chapter 99-9C, if the commission would like me to read it.
We can also have it just entered into the record.
You can have it entered into the record. You don't have to read it in. Yeah. If you want to hand it up to our director, and it'll become part of the record.
We don't want to take your moment, though, if that was
you. No, that's quite all right. This project is, it's fairly small. In the past, typically these subdivisions were over the counter. Just so happens that this project is carved off a couple too many according to the code. So.
Essentially just a strip lot subdivision.
It's a strip lot subdivision, yes. And it's fairly low density considering, you know, it's almost 8 acres and there's four lots. And the original four lots, still less than one unit, one parcel per acre.
Yeah.
They're large lots. But even these four lots range from an acre and a half to over 2.5 acres. So it's much larger than a lot of the other parcels that were stripped off years ago.
All right, sir. Well, I'll tell you what, why don't we see if anyone on the commission has any questions for you. And we'll start with Mr. Mears.
No questions, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, Ms. Wingate.
No, I have nothing. Mr.
Rock.
No questions.
Ms. Stevenson. Staff on this end?
No, thank you.
None for me.
How about on this end?
No, thank you.
Nope. All right, then. You'll take a seat nearby. We'll see if there's anyone here that has an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of subdivision 2019-15 LBG Homes LLC? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to subdivision 2019-15? Anyone on the commission have any further questions? Okay, there being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning.
Mr. Chairman, on this one, just because of the next one, I'm going to have to recuse myself. I don't know if there's a motion.
That's right. In the interest of time and courtesy to the applicant, if there is a motion, if we are prepared to act, we'll be happy to hear it now.
I'd like to make a motion, Mr. Chairman. I move that we grant preliminary approval of subdivision 2019-15 for LBG Homes LLC based on the record and for the following reasons. One, the proposed subdivision generally meets the purpose of the subdivision ordinance in that it protects the orderly growth of the county. The land is zoned AR1, which permits low density single family residential development. The proposed subdivision density of four lots on 7.975 acres of land is significantly less than the allowable density. The proposed subdivision will be consistent with the area and will not adversely affect nearby uses of property values. Five, the proposed subdivision will not adversely impact schools, public buildings, and community facilities. Six, the proposed subdivision will not adversely affect traffic on area roadways. Seven, based on the subdivision's proposed large lots without any internal streets, and because this would be considered a minor subdivision, but for the number of prior subdivided, a waiver from the perimeter buffer is required, is a requirement appropriate.
Yeah, just to be clear on that, the perimeter buffer requirement waiver is appropriate.
Is appropriate, yeah. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Eight, the preliminary approval is subject to the following conditions. A, there shall be no more than four lots within the subdivision. Any further subdivision shall require another public hearing. B, all entrances shall be compliant with the applicable DLDOT requirements. C, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and the approval of Sussex County.
Just one thing on that, Ms. Cornwell advises that it's you can make it preliminary and final. So if you want to make that the beginning of your motion, moving that we grant preliminary and final approval.
So moved.
You could do that because we have everything in.
Second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to grant preliminary and final approval to subdivision 2019-15 LBG Homes for the reasons and with conditions stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Okay, thank you. Our